This is Alfonso Flores, assistant editor of Automatic Merchandiser Magazine and VendingMarketWatch.com, here with Pach Ceballos to talk about technology implementation. Pach, tell me how to be successful when implementing technology.
So, hey, Alfonso. I thought about this a while, and there's really one key when trying to implement technology for your operations, and that's really making sure, from a very high level, making sure that whatever technology you're implementing, whatever machines, hardware or software, making sure that it's future ready. And that's really what you need to be looking at. And you break that down into a lot of different aspects, you know. So the guiding question is, how future ready is your system? Talking about hardware, for example, what kind of hardware do you have? What kind of hardware are you buying? Is it going to be useful for you now, and is it going to be useful for you 3 years from now? For example, how much memory does it have? In the future, when, you know, screens come into play, 7-inch screens, 42-inch screens, advertisements, brand advertisements, how able is your system able to cope with that kind of technological advance? Does it have enough memory? Is it upgradable? How modular is it, for example? In terms of modularity, you know, it's kind of like building a PC. Is it, you know, should you replace your entire PC because it's outmoded, or can you just replace it piece by piece, you know, depending on what aspect of that PC is getting obsolete? I think that's very, very key, talking about, for example, right now, 2G versus 3G. Once 2G technology is going down, for example, how quickly are you able to replace your radio from a 2G to a 3G to a 4G, or, you know, 5G maybe 3 years from now? Do you have to replace your entire system, or can you just replace the radio? So that's how important modularity is. So that's as far as hardware is concerned. When you're talking about future ready, how many products is that company selling, for example? What kind of services and products is that company offering? Is it a one-trick pony, for example, or does it offer a breadth of services, hardware and software? And do they all interact well with each other? You know, what is your choice of, for example, if you're implementing cashless, what is your choice of bezels and what is your choice of card readers? Do they have just one card reader that they're offering, or do they have four or five that they're compatible with? Because obviously, if you have hardware existing already, you want to make sure that this hardware is interoperable with all of these other hardware that you are buying or will be buying in the future. In terms of future ready, again, there's adherence to industry standards and interoperability with other softwares and systems. When you look at a company, does it keep all of its technology and standards to itself, or does it adhere to NAMA standards, for example? Are its units VDI compliant? Because that's important now, and it will be important 3 to 5 years from now. And lastly, I guess, you know, the company itself that you're buying from, how future ready is that company? What's the track record of that company? What do you think about its sustainability 3 to 5 years from now? Will it still be there? Will it still be around 3 to 5 years from now? And lastly is, you know, how much do you trust that company? Do you trust it now? Did you trust it 10 years ago? And will you trust it 3 to 5 years from now?
Thank you, Pach. For Automatic Merchandiser Magazine and VendingMarketWatch.com, I'm Alfonso Flores.